Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 24th of May, recording at 5:32 p.m. British Summer Time. That's early for me, but I'm taking Mrs. Fuller to Cyrano at the Royal Opera House this evening. Now, first the highlights in all this, in amongst all this exciting activity. Asian stock markets, a number of them were steadier today. Remember, they were hit hard yesterday, unlike Europe. Among the better gains, we had the Nikkei up nearly 2%, a small upside key day reversal there, and we also had the same thing on the topics, Japanese topic index, so the two biggest indices showing the upside keys. I wouldn't read too much into those, except to say that we may be near some sort of temporary bottom area there for Japan. That's the most I would read into it, and that we're beginning to see some demand appear after the fairly persistent selling. European markets, though, have seen a significant but not complete reversal of yesterday's gains, and this just shows how nervous conditions are here generally. And the U.S. market, well, it was on the upside for most of the day to date, but has just eased into the minus column right now. Elsewhere, bonds are in Europe and the USA are firm against the background of this generally weak stock market performance. The dollar has rallied on some firm U.S. economic data, and the metals, which were so strong yesterday, are giving up some of those gains. Either, well, they're more than that in the case of gold, but star performer in here, a market such as nickel, has given up very little of yesterday's huge gain. So, energy, a little bit softer in here today. Now, excuse me, so what's going on? Well, bottom line, I think, and I'm going to include all markets in this opening summary. Bottom line, that world markets have moved from a period where it was not all that difficult to make money. There were a lot of powerful and consistent trends. Even the bond market trend on the downside, again, that was very persistent, lasted for several months. I'm talking about bond futures, of course, as yields were rising. And you know all about stock markets, some wonderful gains, particularly in the emerging markets and resources areas, but also major recovery candidates, long-term recovery candidates, such as Japan and South Korea, doing superbly. And the regions of Europe and developed Europe and North America also did comparatively well, with the U.S. stock market lagging, not surprisingly, particularly if you look at it in a reasonably hard currency. For instance, I've got quite a lengthy piece in response to an email in the subscribers area today, and there was a comment on the Dow, and of course we all think about the Dow as getting back up and testing its highs. Well, I put up a chart of the Dow in euros, and it looks much more like the NASDAQ index when you see it on that basis. So, you know, in this fiat currency world, a move in the markets is not necessarily all that it actually seems to be. Okay. Now, as far as global stock markets are concerned, of course, this remains very much the medium-term correction Then I had forecast for 2Q and 3Q. Now I wrote that piece yesterday saying that I didn't think it would be too long, or we could actually be beginning a bit of a sort of arranging little recovery and right-hand extension phase. And I think we will see that. That's the norm. If we don't see that, then the alternative would be a script would be a crash. And I'm not forecasting that it's possible, but those are relatively rare events. However, in terms of my right-hand extension, there is a much more likely possibility that I've jumped the gun a little bit here based on the first evidence of strength in the European markets. And maybe the decline just slows and becomes more choppy. Instead of consecutive days on the downside, we see, day up, day down, day or two down, but still moving lower, but at a lesser rate, sort of a gradually slowing decline overall, then turning into somewhat steadier action in the right-hand ranging extension phase. That's to say, that's a distinct possibility. But overall, the more important point about all this for investors is that in terms of putting new money into the market, I don't think this is a great time to do so unless we're just looking for a short-term trade in something that's been hit really quite hard here, and that trade would probably perform would in the event of that right-hand extension steadier phase. And thinking out loud here, as I do in these audios, they're not scripted, as you know, I think where markets have been beaten down quite sharply, since I continue to look for no more than a medium-term correction, and I think it'll be all over by the end of October, if not, and could quite easily be sooner, and that these lows will represent quite a significant buying opportunity. So if one was nibbling in here, in areas that you feel are particularly attractive, fundamentally and technically in terms of being well overstretched, then I feel that your main risk is over the next few months. You may see that decline, those positions decline further. But put it this way, better to be buying them in here today rather than buying them at the top only 2, 3 weeks ago. But personally, I'm going to hold off here, although I'm reasonably active, as always, in the trading area. But that's a risky environment. As I said, we have gone from a phase in markets where we had quite persistent trends. It's less difficult to make money in those environments, into an environment where it is considerably more difficult, and it's also more stressful due to the whipsaw volatility that we're actually seeing. So I think not a bad time to be a bit on the cautious side, and I should follow my own advice in that respect. Now, and that doesn't mean that one looks at the last 3 weeks in horror and says, "Oh dear," and then starts chucking positions out right, left, and center. As you know, I have not shorted. I beg your pardon. I have not sold my long investment positions, my core investment holdings. I made a conscious decision not to do that because I was only looking for the medium-term correction. What I did instead was open a number of hedge short positions. Now, I did cover most of those profitably, of course, yesterday, and so my hedge position is really quite light right now. It's a not insubstantial Dow position, but that by no means gives me the extent of hedge coverage that I had previously. And so that decision may have been premature, and my strategy was, of course, cover yesterday, and if we saw a little bit of a bounce, then to reopen those. Where we saw a bounce for about 4 hours, That was it. Those gains, many of those gains were wiped out in here today. But we do seem to be getting a little bit more of a two-way action here in the markets. Now, on to the government bonds. Again, my script here was that they would only really get a decent rally against the background of weak stock markets. But for government bonds, it's a rally in a bear market. And therefore, I'm not inclined to put any money in there. I did cover all my shorts, or I let the stops, close, tight, trailing stops, take me out of almost all of my short positions, bar a small holding in JGBs. In precious metals, they have fallen enough to be interesting, but that doesn't mean that they can't fall further in this environment, particularly if we get the additional sell-off on Wall Street coming sooner rather than later. Not just Wall Street, all markets. And I think that they will pretty well move in tandem. So weak stock markets, that creates the environment for the cascade or contagion effect that I have often referred to. And I think it would drag down the resources where people have had large speculative positions, and that would certainly include precious metals and also industrial metals, oil to a somewhat lesser extent because it hasn't seen the kind of heady gains that the metals sector has seen. And what else to mention in here? I talked in my just short review of the day about, I mentioned that particularly strong day that we had seen yesterday in the metal markets, and some of those gains, as they say, have been pared back. But this remains very much a secular bull market in my view, and the fact that copper could retest its high yesterday, the fact that nickel could move up to new high ground, the fact that that zinc is very, very steady. I certainly wouldn't attribute all of that to hedge fund activity. This is real demand and scarcity of supply. Fuller Money's two primary themes, the supply and elasticity meets rising demand. And the other big theme for the last 3 years or more, and one that's also likely to persist well into the future. And here is that emerging markets, subject to reasonably competent governance, will way outperform most of the developed country markets. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights. Expect more volatility. We're bound to see it. All the best.